This is a strip
valuation.
Mall.
This is just straight valuation.
This is a strip mall across from the old Walmart.
So it's where the...
It's the what?
The strip mall across from the old Walmart.
Okay. Where the Chinese and Indian food places.
Where the India Clay Oven.
Yeah, India Clay Oven. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
10,005.
So on this one, Bob Hules and I are here to testify. And, or not testify, we're here to present. Bob is helping me present. And we're just challenging the valuation on this commercial building.
Did you use just a construction cost approach, or did you
use... We used the cost approach. The reason it went up, it was misclassified as a D-, which is a below-average building. This is all brick. It's a C-. And so it's been under-assessed since 2007.
Okay. And there, I just wanted to clarify, Tim, before we got on what the issue was on that. And then, please go ahead.
So I've prepared calculations using the income capitalization approach. And if I may approach, I'll show you the assumptions that went into these calculations. I tried to be pretty conservative in the calculations I put together.
Thank you.
You'd think you had an economics major or something.
That's right. I felt I had, although attorneys might not normally do this kind of calculation, I felt pretty comfortable not doing it, given my background. And so, first I worked off the assumption that the economic life of the building is 39 years. This is standard treatment for commercial buildings. The building was constructed in 2001, meaning the economic life of the building extends to the year 2040 or another 17 years. My calculations assume that by 2040, the building itself will have exhausted its economic life, but there will still be value in the underlying land. The assessor valued the underlying land at $537,965. We accept Susan's calculations on what the land is worth, and my calculations as to the present value of this asset assume that at the end of the economic life of the building, we could sell the land if we wanted. So we're saying we accept Susan's valuation. We say, yes, we could sell the land for that price at the end of the economic life of the building. I also assume that the open market policies of the Federal Reserve are going to get inflation under control. I noticed even though we've been running about 8 or 9%, at the most recent figures I saw show inflation at currently about 3%. The Fed will bring it down even more. So I anticipate stable prices going forward. And I anticipate the rents and costs will remain stable for the property's remaining economic life. Treating the property as a commercial asset, thinking about if you were an investor, what kind of risk-adjusted rate of return would you like to receive or expect to receive if you were going to invest in an asset of this type? I assume that most investors would expect a rate of return of at least 6% to 7.5% from the commercial asset. Currently, the property has an adjustable rate mortgage. That mortgage will remain in place the next 16 years, with interest payments steadily declining over the term as the mortgage gets paid down. I project yearly maintenance costs at below average for the United States. The upper level, which is the commercial space, I project maintenance costs going forward at $1.25 per square foot. The lower part of the building, which is primarily used just for storage, and it's not a commercial space, I project in the lower part of the building maintenance cost of 50 cents a square foot. The current U.S. corporate tax rate is 21%. The Missouri corporate income tax rate is 4%. So based on those assumptions, here are my calculations. So our current rent, so all total rent plus CAM that we get this year is $393,410. I anticipate that it's going to be stable for roughly that rate going forward. Our operating costs, the utilities and operating costs come to $158,954. We've got mortgage interest of $107,359 for the year. And then here are the projected maintenance costs on the upstairs. The upstairs has $19,650 square feet. The downstairs also has $19,650 square feet. So projected maintenance cost on the upstairs at $1.25 per square foot comes to roughly $24,000 for the year. Maintenance costs downstairs at 50 cents a square foot comes to roughly $9,800 for the year.
Are you anticipating the downstairs is not going to be rented, I assume? I mean, in other words, it was at one time a other.
It gets rented some. And I'll show you why I say it gets rented some. I took a picture of the back side of the building. So the back side of the building doesn't have any frontage, obviously. It's just underground.
It's where Jesus was homeless was at some time.
Jesus was homeless was there, and then the Muddy Man storage. And Bob told me that even though Muddy Man storage is now renting this part of the building, but I think are they just paying Ken?
They just pay the common area maintenance.
So the other side of that building is Sunshine Dance.
Yes.
So it's about half and half. Yeah. Half storage and half utilized.
Yeah. So the Muddy Man, Bob said the Muddy Man storage on this half of the building, that space was actually empty for 20 years until he got the storage to move in there. And they don't pay rent, they just pay common area maintenance. Hmm.
Did it not have, I thought there was like a, well, Jesus was homeless, but also I thought there was like a sales team or something in there for a while.
Yeah, I have. You want to do that later, now?
No, you can go.
Sorry. I have Muddy Man Storage is down there, and they do mm-hmm. nothing but storage.
Right.
That came up with us actually just getting someone to do it. So what most people don't realize is if a tenant doesn't pay CAM, then really the landlord pays the CAM. And so we just rent it to them for CAM costs. Sunshine Dance has been down there. She's expanded several times. She's mm-hmm. paying about $1.50 a square foot for rent per year. The sales team is downstairs. It's part of their upstairs rent. They get it. It was originally designed as a back room office, so they're in there also.
Okay. Is the Muddy Man storage, is that climate controlled?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So then I take into account what we projected for U.S. corporate tax at 21% of our net before tax, projected Missouri tax rate at 4%, and that gives me the net cash flow after paying income tax every year for the next 17 years. And then I assume the land, which is the assessment value of $537,965, we can sell that at the end of year 17, and that gives us a lump sum chunk of $537,965 at the end of the 17 years. But we take all these earnings, all these cash flows, and discount them back to the present, and then add in what we're paying in interest. Because if we think of the interest as kind of a part of, even though it's mortgage interest, in a way, it's kind of an income generated off this building, albeit it's income that goes to the bank. So if we use a discount rate of 7.5%, looking at all these cash flows, if we pay zero property tax, the present value of the cash flow is $1,843,984. If we pay the current property tax, which is $32,290 per year, then the present value of all the cash flows is $1,517,336. If the assessor wants a new higher property tax of $49,521, if we pay that, then the present value of the cash flows and mortgage interest is $1,341,767. Part of this result is driven by using the 7.5%
return, because the higher that discount rate, the lower the present value. So I thought, I'll redo the calculations also, that at a 6% discount, I don't think there's any way that a commercial investor is going to invest monies, or a bank is going to invest money for a return less than 6% in the current market. So if we use a 6% discount rate, that gives, and let's assume there's zero property tax, the present value of the cash flow and mortgage interest is $2,040,914. If we keep property tax at the current level of $32,290, that's what we're paying each year now, that gives us a present value of $1,683,205. And if we were to bump up the property tax to the $49,521, which the assessors requested, that would give us a present value of cash flow and mortgage interest of $1,490,939. So in presenting this, I don't think I made any wild assumption. I'm using our actual income, our actual operating costs, our real below market projected maintenance, the actual U.S. corporate tax rate, the actual Missouri tax rate, and a 6% discount rate, and accepting the assessor's value that at the end that the land's worth, the land itself, independent of any structures, worth $537,000. Not disputing that.
So the proposed value for the property is.
Yes, I'm proposing it should be in a range of 1.8 to 2.1, or $2,040,000 is the upper bound, and then the lower bound in the range of 1.5 to 1.8, so somewhere in that range.
Okay. Is this any kind of conversation that you had with the assessor before today, or is that just being presented today?
It's just being presented.
Okay. Just today. All right. Tim, having gone through yours, I'm going to let the assessor ask her questions or talk. Okay.
Okay. So I'm defending our value. Again, we reassessed it. The class had been wrong since 2007. We're going through record building right now on commercial stuff in Taney County. We are seeing a lot of buildings. So I don't see where we would be that far off on our actual cost assessment.
Okay. Did you use an income approach as well, or did you do it just a cost?
They gave me nothing. I've not heard from them ever.
Understand. Okay. With the numbers that they have here, I assume there one could have been done, but we didn't have it. This is one I kind of look like Greg's input on.
I agree. I feel like given this data, that they should have a conversation and it should be tabled to see if they can reach an agreement.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know you have 27 things to do, but I would like to. I mean, I think there's been some pretty good work put in here, and I think that I would like to have our other board members' input on this as well. It's the advantage of having a banker, and I don't know, Mr. Deals, do you guys do business with Mr. Baker's bank or anything? I mean, is that not a
conflict?
I just don't want to have a conflict issue. Not that you.
Yeah, it is a conflict.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Greg would.
Greg Baker.
Branson Bank?
Yes.
I believe that's where the loan is. The other thing that if I may bring up, is I do believe that when I look at other properties on the same road, example that I use, I call it Dixie Station. I think they renamed it to Branson Heights. But the property with Fuddruckers and that kind of thing, that property is assessed, I use the wrong word, has a value of $74 a square foot, and it's all on one floor. This property is showing a value of $74 a square foot, both floors. The lower level is clearly worth virtually nothing compared to the upper level. I don't disagree with the value of upstairs, but I think downstairs is something quite a bit less than half. I can't even get one-third of the rent.
Okay.
From the one tenant who's paying reasonable rent, she's paying about one-third of what